And now we're going to talk about some scary stories. How's that for a transition? And in the human resource nightmare world, and it is Friday the 13th, and some people got together at Zeal this morning to share some scary stories and to give us a summary today is Dan Oakland, the CEO of Alternative HRD, and Brian Manner, the Zeal Executive Director. Thank you so much for joining us and coming on the program today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Kara.
Okay, so give me your best scary story.
Well, actually, we kind of covered three topics this morning. We talked a little about the new W-4 form, the new I-9 form, but of course the subject that everyone is talking about and that's the biggest concern has to do with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and what the impact that it either has made or will be making in the workplace. And so even things now like schools closing is going to be a huge impact on employees needing to take care of their kids, maybe stay home with their kids if they've got younger kids. So those are all things that in the workplace we've got to look at. Part of what we're working with staff and employees on in the workplace is, of course, the things we hear in the news, wash your hands, take care of it, practice good hygiene. But the other things we're talking about with business executives and owners is attendance policies and, just trying to keep business flowing. How do you do that with fewer people? With people either out sick or out with kids who can't go to school, out with because they're maybe worried about becoming sick. So all of those things impact. We're talking to business owners and executives about work from home policies, about cutting back on travel, or going to conferences. But there are some businesses where travel and going out and doing service calls is a part of their business. So they have some tough decisions to make.
From a human resources point of view, are businesses prepared for this type of change in workflow and working from home? Did businesses have a plan in place?
I think a lot of what's typical, a lot of larger companies tend to have a plan or put some things together, different scenarios. A lot of small businesses, a lot of mom and pop businesses don't have that. But the thing that sometimes the smaller businesses are, it's easier for them to maneuver and easier for them to make decisions because they have fewer layers to go through, fewer hoops to go through. So, but some of the tough decisions, it might be an employee. We know there's a lot of employees that try to power through being sick, got to go to work because I don't have sick time or I don't have paid time off. And we've really got to be conscientious now that those folks stay home, take care of themselves. But businesses need to look at whether they can step up and provide additional time, paid time, so that a person isn't going to feel compelled to come work when they're not feeling well.
All right. Dan and I were talking about this before we went on air, Kara, and we were talking about how we hope that, out of the positives of this situation, that people change their habits, that more people will think to wash their hands a little bit more often. I know we've had some more requests to replace the hand soap here at Zeal, and I think that's a good thing. But also, large employers changing their policies. In the service industry, especially in our small business community, the ones that have to physically be in the office to serve other people, they don't have the luxury of staying home. So what can these larger employers do to further incentivize, having people stay home when they're sick so they aren't spreading things like influenza, which is a much bigger issue here in our country?
How easy is it to just change your attendance policy for a short period of time and sick leave policies? Is that an easy thing to do? Can it just be a top-down decision-making, or do you have more hoops to go through?
I think in a lot of organizations, smaller organizations, it can be a fairly quick decision and a top-down decision, but some of the things I want to automatically start thinking about is if I'm making a precedent. If I do this, do I have to continue to do this, always do this? Is it something I can do for the short term? Another thing we're kind of waiting to see now is what Congress does, because there's talk of creating some programs that will help pay for people when if they do have to stay home,
mm-hmm.
whether that's going to be some kind of direct payment, whether it's probably going to be a reimbursement to a work. So some of those things are out there that may be of help, but we don't know the details yet.
We don't know if that's coming. So businesses are basically going day to day kind of a thing?
They are. And the way things have escalated this last week here in South Dakota from, you know, Monday we thought things were, you
mm-hmm.
know, okay, it's something far off. And all
right.
of a sudden as this week progressed, everything changed in the business world, in the school. Now schools are going to be closed. So it's been a tremendous week of change, and this next week may be at the same rate.
Well, and it doesn't matter how detailed you can write a plan. You're probably always forgetting some kind of scenario to put into play. So people have to be fluid and flexible.
Right. The thing that we're trying to emphasize is put people first, whether it's your employees, your customers, your vendors. Make decisions that put people first. And sometimes that's hard. When we're in business, we're worried about the bottom line. We're worried about sales. We're worried about money coming in. We're worried about paying for unlimited leave, those types of things. And so there are financial concerns, but the bottom line, we've got to put people first.
So we can figure out how to make up financially later?
Right.
Okay.
I think we have to.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that we were supposed to talk scary stories, but thank you for focusing on COVID-19 and really from the human resource perspective, what needs to happen. I will say this, that I'm hearing stories from larger businesses where hand sanitizers are being stolen off of people's desks and that kind of stuff to make sure that everyone has what they need. Is there enough supplies? Is there do we need to worry about those supply orders?
Well, the way people, you know, there's some panic out there, certainly. And I think the way the media has handled it, things have escalated very quickly. So there is some natural panic. There's some natural concern. We don't want people to panic. We want to be prudent, though, and make common sense decisions. So, yeah, I don't think it's helpful. It's certainly not helpful to go hoard product, steal product, but at the same time,
it's not being a good neighbor.
And I think there's plenty of hand soap around.
There is here at Deal, I'll tell you that.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. All right, I want to thank you both very much for your patience and for coming on the program today. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.